Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
Tony D here on the nighttime on Yahoo Sports Radio. All right, you know, we've been getting this so much NFL news this week, so we got to put it all in a package. We bring in Frank Schwab of Yahoo Sports Shutdown Corner to help us process all this stuff from the owners' meeting and RG3. How you doing, my man?
When is there a week when there's not a lot of NFL news? We talk about it all the time, man, and it's so true. The league does such an amazing job keeping itself at the forefront. I mean, March Madness is going on right now, but I bet that right now if I went to Twitter or Facebook or whatever, RG3 is probably trending. So, hey,
it's more power RG3, to the NFL. RG3, touchback rule, kicking guys out of the game.
People talking about how they've changed the horse collar rule over whether North Carolina can win a national title. It amazes me sometimes, but hey, it's great because we're always talking NFL, and that's great. That's a good thing.
All right, let's get to the rule changes. This touchback thing, everybody is saying, hey, this is just going to lead to more kickoffs. This is not going to do what you want it to do. Guys are going to just drop kick those bad boys in between the 10 and the end zone. Do you think this lasts? Do you think that's what's going to come about?
I don't know. I think that maybe it's one of those knee-jerk overreactions. Like, you think about it and like, oh yeah, we're going to have a lot of pop-up kicks and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, you know, a couple teams, it's not easy to do necessarily. Once teams get burned a couple times, they might be thinking, hey, we have an easy touchback. Let's just take that. They get a couple extra yards. Fine. We want to just kick it out of the end of the end zone and they can start there. So I don't know, but I think we'll see some of it. I think definitely we'll see some teams trying to get cute and whatnot, but I also wonder just at the end of the day if this isn't going to have the big impact we talk about here in the late March when there's not a lot else to talk about.
Same with the double unsportsmanlike conduct rule. Now I'm hearing, oh, well, now they'll be targeting. Now people will be trying to goad people into that extra unsportsmanlike penalty. Don't they do that now? Is that a big concern, too?
Absolutely. I think that the stat that's gone around is of all last season, there would have been one guy to get ejected from this rule. Like, we're not talking about when Roger Goodell first said it at the Super Bowl, I thought, oh my goodness, all personal fouls? Like, you get two face mask penalties and you're out of a game? That's ridiculous. And then it's like, no, let's take a step back. This is like, you know, two of your unnecessary roughness type of egregious personal foul penalty. Even Odell Beckham wouldn't have been kicked out of the game last year against Josh Norman. Like, that's what we're talking. We're talking about something that is going to happen once in the blue moon. And you know what? When it does happen, that guy's probably going to deserve it. Like, I don't think there's going to be any times when we're saying, wow, that guy got kicked out of a game, and it was because of this stupid technicality. We need to change the rules. I think if a guy gets kicked out over this rule, we're all going to say, yep, he earned it. He deserved to get kicked out. So I think it's actually fine. I don't think there's anything wrong with it now that I've actually gotten to see, oh, this is what they're talking about. This is what the rules. It's very specific. We're not just talking about personal fouls, roughing the passer or something like that. Where the guys who get ejected, they're gonna earn that ejection.
All right, Robert Griffin III signing with Cleveland. Hugh Jackson is there. Is that a good marriage? Do you think it'll work out for both?
I think it's good for RG3 in this case. I think that Hugh Jackson is a good coach, and he is going to help him. And I think that box gets checked. Did you find a coach who's going to help you develop? Yes, you absolutely did. But other than that, I don't see where this really benefits RG3. Let's think about this. The Cleveland Browns have the second pick of the draft. And maybe they pass out a quarterback second or in the second round. Maybe they just hate this quarterback class. But if you're the Cleveland Browns, you do not, I should say, the Cleveland Browns, who knows what they're going to do, because we never know what the Cleveland Browns are going to do. But if you're a legitimate, rightfully thinking NFL franchise, you don't say, well, we really like Carson Wentz, but now we got RG3, so we're not going to draft him. Of course not. I mean, RG3 hasn't shown anything in 3 years. You're still probably going to draft a quarterback number two. I think we all expect that. So now you look back to RG3's case. What are his possible positive outcomes here? The second pick of the draft is not going to sit a long time. We all know this. He probably isn't even going to sit. I mean, maybe he sits week one, but it's not going to be too much further past that. I mean, even Blake Bortles, who was the last guy who we thought was going to sit a year, sat, what, four games? The number two pick is going to play. And there's going to be intense pressure. Every time RG3 screws up, the people are going to be calling for Carson Wentz or Jared Goff or whoever the second pick was. So if you're RG3, What do you get, a handful of starts, and then you back up Carson Wentz for the rest of the year, and then you're under, you got a team option for next year, too, and you get back up Carson Wentz again? I just don't see how this turns out well for RG3 if we're talking about him turning around his career and becoming a legitimate starter again. And I know he didn't have many other options to start anywhere else, but I don't know if he would have just been better off going to, say, a Seattle and then just learning the game and developing that way and maybe get your shot. I just don't see how this turns out really positively for RG3.
Frank Schwab joins us, Yahoo Sports Shutdown Corner, as we go around the NFL. Jerry Jones, I don't think it was as madness as people think. I think Jerry Jones is the messenger of a league that has to send that CTE message, even if it sounds crazy, even if it sounds dumb. It seems like that's something the league kind of right now has to do, and seems like Jerry Jones is the right messenger. Am I reading that right?
I don't think you're wrong, because Jerry Jones is the most powerful owner. We've seen that time and time and time again. So this isn't some, you know, random owner who we haven't heard from in months and months saying it. This is Jerry Jones. And, you know, everybody knows the clout he has in the league. And, you know, everybody jumped on his case. And I'm not saying that they're not wrong, but they're also Eric Adelson of Yahoo Sports did an excellent article this week. And I really, if you care about the issue, go and search up, you know, fear in football and CTE. And it basically, Eric talks about how many medical professionals said the same thing Jerry Jones did. They said, look, we just don't know. We don't know that there's a link between CTE and football. There's not enough data yet. And whether we agree or disagree with that, it's an important issue. It's important to look at that side of things, too. And Eric Adelson wrote about Todd Ewan, the former NHL enforcer, who was worried he had CTE and he killed himself. And it found out he didn't have CTE. He was just depressed. And you wonder, does this panic about CTE and how much we've heard about it, does that cause more problems? And Eric really expertly wrote about this in the story. And I, so going back to Jerry, when he says something like that, he's not out on a limb there. There are medical professionals who are saying this too. So I think that, you know, we're still, this whole issue, Tony, is so nuanced that
yeah.
I don't think we're close to really having that answer, like, you know, the definitive answer, how to prevent this, how to help guys, how much, you know, how much of a impact there is. I think we all agree that there's some impact, but there's just a lot of unanswered questions at this point. I think that's what Jerry Jones was trying to point out.
I think this is great. We're doing a lot of cool rapid fire stuff, Frank. I really, this is fantastic. I got one more. Robert Kraft, he writes this letter. He wants his picks back. He wants his money back. Roger Goodell says, no, I'm not doing it. Everyone's like, yeah, Robert Kraft took a shot. In the end, if he's got this Wells report that has no evidence whatsoever, isn't Kraft correct in saying, you took away everything from us for essentially no reason?
Yes, he is. And if he wants to just bring that into the forefront every now and then, he had to have known.
Absolutely.
Had to have known, Tony. There's no chance. There's no, like, the NFL hasn't changed its mind. Like, that's the thing. We can sit here, me and you and a federal judge out in New York and Robert Kraft, Tom Brady and his lawyers and the NFLPA. We can all sit here and say, yeah, the Wells report is dumb. The NFL has never said that. The NFL's never changed its mind. It's never waffled. It's never strayed from this thought that, hey, we were right. And all these punishments, we were right. Even the Brady thing are appealing. So, and for Kraft, obviously knows he wasn't going to get his way there. Like, that just wasn't going to happen. Kraft screwed this up. That's the thing that, I mean, I think we all kind of at least think at some level, Kraft thought he was going to get a favor in the end. Kraft thought that Goodell was going to go light on Brady. And that didn't happen. You know, he had to defend him. He tried to bail him out there. But Kraft screwed this up. He never should have given this. I'm of a full belief that after reading the Wells report, I have no idea why Robert Kraft gave up. I think that he should have fought this to the end. I don't know if he would have won or not, but once you give up. Like, that's it. Even when your draft picked up, it's going to take bring it back. So, and that's a severe penalty. It really was overdone, and I don't think fair at all. But once you do it, you do it, and there's just no turning back on that road. There's no U-turn there.
Frank Schwab, Yahoo Sports Shutdown Corner. I ran out of time. Otherwise, I'd say congratulations on Wisconsin. Good run.
Oh, man. Bronson Koenig. He's my hero today. Yeah, I love him.
Frank, always good talking to you, my friend.
I appreciate it, man.
All right, we're going to dissect what Frank was saying about the NFL, the rule changes, the Brady situation, where the Goodell power structure lies. That's all coming up next, including what we think about RG3 with the Cleveland Browns. I'll tell you what that pick is all about now for Cleveland, Yahoo Sports Radio.